Welcome to the M10 Listening Comprehension Test 2008. First, you're going to listen to a radio interview. Don't worry, you'll hear the interview twice. Here we go. His name is Bond. James Bond.
Good evening. You are listening to Radio 7, the best radio station in town. What is it like to share a name with one of the most famous figures in literature and film? Radio 7 met and talked to 60-year-old James Bond and his wife Beth. Mr. Bond works as a bank director in Washington, D.C. He was born in Johannesburg, South Africa, but he happens to be a French citizen. Mr. Bond, when did you first notice that you weren't the only James Bond on Earth?
Well, when I was a teenager in South Africa, the James Bond books started to get quite popular. Then after the first Bond film, Dr. No, was such a hit in the 1960s, my name got noticed a lot more.
So how do people react when you tell them your name?
Oh, I usually get a very nice reaction. It shows me that the world is really a global village, you know. Because I've met people who comment about my name even in places like Peru, China, and Nigeria.
Mr. Bond, is James a very common name in your family?
Oh, yes. I had an uncle who was also named James. James is really a very common first name. And Bond is quite a common last name, too. So there are actually quite a lot of James Bonds walking around.
Oh, really?
Yes. Once I was at the airport traveling to Canada, and I told my friends to watch me check in, because I always get a very nice reaction. But when we gave the ticket agent our tickets, she didn't react to my name at all. So one of my friends asked her why she didn't notice that James Bond was checking in. She just shrugged and said that it's nothing unusual. Another James Bond had checked in just 5 minutes before.
And how about you, Mrs. Bond? When you and Mr. Bond first met, how did you react to his name?
Well, when I first met James more than 30 years ago, he didn't introduce himself as James Bond. He simply called himself Jim Bond. And since I had never seen any of the James Bond films, I didn't think anything of it. Later, when I introduced him to my parents, he said, "Bond, James Bond." Then I realized the connection. I thought it was very funny.
Nevertheless, have you ever wished that your husband had a different name?
Oh, not at all. I'm very pleased to be married to James Bond. By the way, our children are also very proud that their family name is Bond. At school, they always said, "James Bond is my father."
Is there anything you envy about James Bond's way of life? For example, does Mr. Bond like fast cars?
Yes, my husband has always dreamed of having a fast sports car. Of course, with the children, we needed a bigger car than that.
Well, perhaps when I retire, my dream of owning a boat and a sports car will finally come true.
Yes, and perhaps we can travel around the world and stay in luxury hotels like the stars in the films. I would love that.
You're right. That sounds like the happy ending of your own private Bond film. Mr. and Mrs. Bond, thank you very much for the interview.
Now look at your test sheet. You will hear the questions for part one. Please mark the correct answer with a cross. You will hear the questions twice. Part 1. Global Understanding. Question 1. According to the interview, what is Mr. Bond's job? He is an art director. He is a bank director. He is a famous actor. Question 2. Which person is not mentioned in the interview? A ticket agent? Mr. Bond's wife? Mr. Bond's sister. Here are the questions again. Question 1. According to the interview, what is Mr. Bond's job? He is an art director. He is a bank director. He is a famous actor. Question 2. Which person is not mentioned in the interview? A ticket agent? Mr. Bond's wife? Mr. Bond's sister? Now look at part 2, detailed understanding. You will have 2 minutes to work on the questions. After 2 minutes, you will hear the interview again. Please start now. Now you will listen to the interview for the second and last time. You can check your answers as you listen. When the interview is finished, you will have 3 minutes to finish your work. His name is Bond, James Bond.
Good evening. You are listening to Radio 7, the best radio station in town. What is it like to share a name with one of the most famous figures in literature and film? Radio 7 met and talked to 60-year-old James Bond and his wife Beth. Mr. Bond works as a bank director in Washington, D.C. He was born in Johannesburg, South Africa, but he happens to be a French citizen. Mr. Bond, when did you first notice that you weren't the only James Bond on Earth?
Well, when I was a teenager in South Africa, the James Bond books started to get quite popular. Then after the first Bond film, Dr. No, was such a hit in the 1960s, my name got noticed a lot more.
So how do people react when you tell them your name?
Oh, I usually get a very nice reaction. It shows me that the world is really a global village, you know. Because I've met people who comment about my name even in places like Peru, China, and Nigeria.
Mr. Bond, is James a very common name in your family?
Oh, yes. I had an uncle who was also named James. James is really a very common first name. And Bond is quite a common last name, too. So there are actually quite a lot of James Bonds walking around.
Oh, really?
Yes. Once I was at the airport traveling to Canada, and I told my friends to watch me check in, because I always get a very nice reaction. But when we gave the ticket agent our tickets, she didn't react to my name at all. So one of my friends asked her why she didn't notice that James Bond was checking in. She just shrugged and said that it's nothing unusual. Another James Bond had checked in just 5 minutes before.
And how about you, Mrs. Bond? When you and Mr. Bond first met, how did you react to his name?
Well, when I first met James more than 30 years ago, he didn't introduce himself as James Bond. He simply called himself Jim Bond. And since I had never seen any of the James Bond films, I didn't think anything of it. Later, when I introduced him to my parents, he said, "Bond, James Bond." Then I realized the connection. I thought it was very funny.
Nevertheless, have you ever wished that your husband had a different name?
Oh, not at all. I'm very pleased to be married to James Bond. By the way, our children are also very proud that their family name is Bond. At school, they always said, "James Bond is my father."
Is there anything you envy about James Bond's way of life? For example, does Mr. Bond like fast cars?
Yes, my husband has always dreamed of having a fast sports car. Of course, with the children, we needed a bigger car than that.
Well, perhaps when I retire, my dream of owning a boat and a sports car will finally come true.
Yes, and perhaps we can travel around the world and stay in luxury hotels like the stars in the films. I would love that.
You're right. That sounds like the happy ending of your own private Bond film. Mr. and Mrs. Bond, thank you very much for the interview.
Please use the next 3 minutes to finish your work. This is the end of the listening comprehension test.